The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
This morning was hell inside of our house. Let me break everything down. I'm exhausted. I've already worked so much. Welcome to Wednesday, halfway to the weekend. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Good morning. I'm Dana Cortez.
What did you do? DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony 8.
Did I not hand you an apron? Did I not cover the dog's...
You handed me an apron and
no,
then you
and, then
and you yelled at me to make sure that I cleaned up all the pee.
Because DJ Automatic left the dog pee inside the mop bucket like the clean man he is, so, soaking all night. Our dog had surgery.
Yes.
And the
staff over here is under the pressure right now. What's going on, guys? Because the nursing staff over here is fighting amongst each other.
The caregivers. The caregivers. I slept on the couch next to the dog last night because the dog was like freaking out because of the anesthesia.
He was crying all night.
Poor guy. I remember my younger brother tore his ACL and it took a while.
Man.
He's a human and it took
and
us a long.
Knew, right?
It took us a long time to help him recover.
Did you have to carry him outside to take him to the bathroom?
Nah, dude.
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Oh.
And my dog weighs 65 pounds.
Man.
It's not fun.
And the dog was all wet this morning because he went outside and it was a little bit rainy out there.
No, he was wet from pee.
Okay, let's just admit it.
All right. Dang.
I gave DJ Automatic an apron so he wouldn't dirty himself. I mopped
and that's
the
what
floor.
Her hard work was this morning.
Did I not?
And you shoved a couple pills down his throat. Yeah. I'm the one who's doing all the hard work here.
You're like a surgical tech, Dana.
Yeah.
That's all you are. Now you're an assistant caregiver. There you go, dude.
You know what? I went to school. You do the grunt work, okay? How often have you had to care for someone other than yourself and give them, you know, all of your attention
besides
your kids?
Shout out to anybody who's taking care of anybody because it's so much work.
I often get calls from people who take care of our elderly, people who work for hospice. Shout out to you for all your selfless work. We love you so much. National Day, Anthony A.
Let's start off with National, on that note, let's go with the National Women's Health and Fitness Day.
Yeah,
the last Wednesday in September.
That dog outside, get yourself a little exercise.
We also got National Drink Beer Day. I feel like every week there's like some type of beer day.
It's some kind of beer day. It's a ploy.
You know what? America needs to go to AA.
It's a
scheme.
Automatic.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Good Neighbor Day.
Oh, yes. Shout out to all the good neighbors out there. Yesterday, I had one of our neighbors come and ask me where to put the trash. Where should I put this? Because we don't want to make a mess of our neighborhood. That's a good neighborly thing to do, right? Don't make a mess.
Maybe you can come help me carry the dog. Yeah. How about that?
That's what you want the neighbor to do?
That's it. That's all I care about right now.
Two more weeks, DJ Automatic. 13 more days. All right, so it's Hispanic Heritage Month. I didn't know this, but Linda Carter, who played Wonder Woman way back in the day in the 70s, is Mexican-American. Her mother, Juana, was born in Chihuahua. Linda never really discussed her Mexican roots in Hollywood because of racism and prejudice, but now she speaks openly about it and also fights for immigrant rights. Shout out to the original Wonder Woman.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of my biggest fears is being home alone with our daughter, Ava Matic. You know, DJ Automatic is my husband, and he travels a lot for work. This is my worst nightmare if something like this were to happen.
An adult male attempted to get into a home. The homeowner, who was an adult female, fired a gun, striking that man. We were told that the male was transported to the hospital with critical injuries. We're now told that man has since passed away from his injuries.
Want to thank our friends at Fox 10 Arizona for that exit right there. Obviously, someone has the guts to enter your home. They're not going to be nice.
No.
Right? They're not scared. They're coming either at you.
They're either coming at you or coming to take what you have.
Sometimes there's a weird ass stories where people like break into a home and then like use the bathtub in the kitchen.
Well,
that
we've
happens.
Heard those stories.
Yeah, those end up in the WTF.
I'm not taking that
shit. Yeah, and what that means, well, I would. I mean, I don't have the goal to shoot somebody.
You know what's interesting, though, Anthony, what you just said is a study done by Harvard shows that firearms are more often used to intimidate and not in self-defense or to thwart crimes. In fact, 9 out of 10 times. And unfortunately, sometimes things can go left and go a little sideways with that. Yeah.
Well, they weren't raised where I was raised because I was raised on
if you pull out a gun,
you better use it.
Yeah. We have guns in our home. Automatic and I are gun owners. We are responsible gun owners. And you have pulled a gun out when you thought somebody was in the house.
But there wasn't anybody there, so I didn't have to.
No, you didn't
have to use it. Like, and unlike Anthony, I do know that I would use it, but I wouldn't want to.
Of course not.
Yeah,
Nobody wants to
do that. I would hate to be put in that kind of situation.
However, because of this study that I found, that Harvard just did, there are more effective ways at preventing injury and protecting yourself from a possible home invasion. Here's the first one. Beef up your doors. Make sure you have a strong door. I remember one time we played this 911 call. This woman who was so scared. There was a man trying to go into her house. She had a shotgun, but her door was so tough. It took him forever to get in there. He did go in, but because of that, she had time to tell the police what was happening. Here's something else. Make entry difficult. Nice. Don't leave your doors unlocked.
Ever since I saw that Richard Ramirez documentary, I lock every door every night.
Really? Well, ever since I've seen Home Alone, I've been a fan of booby traps. So this would be sick, dude.
No sticky bandits in my house. Okay. Keep your keys with you. Don't hide a key under a rock near your house. Don't hide the key under the mat. Come on, people. Okay. Don't show out on social media when you buy something new.
Ooh, this is a big one because we've been seeing this happen a lot.
When you buy a new couch or a new, you know, television or whatnot.
Or a new purse. Or a new car.
Don't let people know where you live if you're going to post your fancy new things.
True.
Because you're just inviting people to come in and steal them. And the number one thing, which I thought this is pretty easy and it's affordable. Lighting is everything. Lights that are activated
security lights, yeah.
When there is movement and motion. And maybe one of those little Ring doorbells. Right?
We have security lighting all around our house, and anytime I see it go off in the middle of the night, I'm like, what's going on? Who's there?
Usually it's just the dogs.
Dogs. You didn't mention anything about dogs, like guard dogs. Like another reason, I've felt a lot safer since I've gotten my dog, and I know
because your dog will protect you. My dog would probably lick the
Roman
Bayer. He'd be like, "Yo, you got a treat? Where are we going? You gonna take me for a walk?"
Metro's got some pit bull blood.
Yeah, he does. So he has a whole attitude of like, I've been waiting for this.
Our huskies have marshmallow blood.
Oh, no.
Study the breed and get yourself a dog, too, especially you ladies. You need that. All right. If you like this list, hit me up now at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I'd love to share it with you.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Did you know that beavers were once hunted almost to extinction 400 years ago?
What?
Yeah. Well, now the beaver is being recognized as an animal who has a right to live and as a wider effort to combat climate change. Shout out to the beaver.
Oh, man.
Anthony's been hunting beaver every weekend.
Yeah, dude, I have, dude. So no more smashing beaver in the name of the planet.
Stop. Anyway, I didn't know this, but beavers can help mitigate climate change by building their dams. Back in the day, farmers hated beavers because they'd build the dams and they'd stop the water from moving. But see, the thing is, God and Mother Earth know best. Here comes man, butting into everything, killing the beavers, and I can't even talk about this after.
Can't talk about beavers? Nah, dude. You know what? This goes back to this one story this man told me one time where he's like, Anthony, don't ever forget, an eager beaver beat the collapse of a dam. I don't know how that applies to this story right now. Matter of fact, we were inside a strip club. I don't know how anybody applies to this right now, but that's a cool saying.
Either way, beavers can live their lives now and help climate change.
Keep them beavers alive and smooth, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's go from these beavers to a woman in Georgia who was ordering a nice little chicken sandwich from KFC. She digs in there, finds her fries, finds her sandwich, and at the bottom of that, she also found $500. That's right. This woman, Joanne Oliver, found $500 after it was misplaced in the bag, and it is a deposit from the night. So she actually went ahead and turned around and returned all $500 to the people at KFC in Georgia, and they rewarded her with a free meal.
So you got a bucket of chicken for $500?
Yeah.
I would have kept the $500.
You know, they were trying to steal it anyway, in my opinion, dog.
Oh, people would have lost their jobs. What kind of person are you?
Well, don't block your blessings, okay?
Exactly. If you find $500, that's your $500. So these guys might have found something else. They found zero gravity. So some soccer players set a new world record for the highest altitude match ever. It was played at more than 20,000 feet in a specially built plane
that had
800 square feet, a soccer field on it, aka a pitch, that had nets, goals, all that stuff inside of it. And because it was a parabolic flight, they achieved weightlessness while playing the game. So they're the first ever soccer match to be played with zero gravity.
Whoa. From parabolic to beaver, I have no idea what this WTF stories are about.
the Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Kanye West once again grieving for the loss of Kim Kardashian, and he's speaking about it. I'll talk about this story and more. Best Gossip Daily Dirt brought to you by State Farm. Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
We have Jeezy celebrating his birthday and Hillary Duff. We'll wrap it up right there, celebrating a birthday.
Lizzie McGuire. I love her. All right, so let's start off with Megan Thee Stallion. She's got a website that she's helping launch. It's called Bad Have Bad Days 2.com.
Damn, dude. I've never been like, I'm such a bad bitch. Because I'd be having some bad days, bruh.
Well, yeah. Well, this is to highlight that there are resources for anyone who thinks they need therapy. We got to start talking about our mental health more openly. You don't have to go it alone.
So this is a mental health situation.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. Yo. And I got to say, shout out to Gen Z for making mental health a thing.
Thank you.
And one thing I love is mental health days. I'll be taking
that. Unlike our parents.
Our parents, suck it up. Get over it. All right. Bad bitch have bad days too.com. All right. Now, Shakira and her ex were spotted at their son's soccer game sitting apart. So these two will not be getting back together. And I just read also that she will appear in court. You know, that tax evasion thing going on in Spain, they're going after her.
Uh-oh. That sucks to be that petty at your kid's game. We have to be staring at the other parent like, ugh, look at this criminal, don't even pay their taxes.
I'm a better parent than you are because I'm here first.
All right, now we're going to move on and talk about Kanye West. He went on Instagram and wrote, Great Britain, I can understand how you feel about losing your queen. I lost my queen too.
Oh,
Kanye,
what?
Come on now. Of course, he's hanging out in the bars in London playing new music for the patrons. Who's the artist that he's playing?
James Blake, some unreleased stuff.
I'm just a fan of his bedazzled out flip flops. Have you guys seen him wear those?
I did see that, yeah.
Dude, are the Yeezy Clan going to go get those too?
I bought those at the Pulga, at the flea market for $5.99. Don't we spend more than $5.99?
Bro.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, buying a home is the American dream, right? It creates generational wealth. However, if you live in one of these five states, it might cost you a lot of money. The top five states, according to Zillow.com, where housing prices have gone through the roof. I'm going to give them to you right now. DJ Automatic, you go first.
Maybe this is, well, actually, this is why the houses are more expensive. So working from home, it didn't only make you fat, but now new data from the government says that it's responsible for making homes way more expensive.
Really?
Yeah, the average price of a house or condo has gone up by 24% in the last 2 years. Two-thirds of people were working from home. And so when everyone was at home, it drove the rent prices and the...
Looking for renting place to rent, looking for a house to buy, everything went up.
Exactly.
Basically.
Yes.
This, like, I know a lot of times we spent the pandemic and like other times of that beating up on like landlords and stuff for like evicting people. But if I'm a landlord in this situation and you're double dipping in my property, hell yeah, I'm going to raise the prices up on you, bro.
Well, I get what you're saying though, Anthony. At the same time, these rent people are like, these landlords, well, they're probably paying mortgages on that property themselves.
Yeah.
If you don't pay them, then they can't pay the bank and it could make things even worse. But there is a little bit of greed involved.
Yes, there's definitely some greed involved. But at the same time, like Anthony said, if you're double dipping, if you're working from home, of course they're going to want to get a little extra from you.
Yeah, I get that.
All right, well, speaking of spending money, let's talk about this. Who uses hard cash anymore? All right, in case you missed it, the Gallup poll found that over 60% of Americans say they don't use cash at all.
I only carry cash when Automatic gives me money from the bank. From ATM. I'll ask him, you got a 20 or something? Jesse, I carry the just-in-case cash.
Yeah, I was going to say, I always have cash, but I don't carry the amount of cash that I used to carry.
I don't either. The only time I really like remember to go get cash is if I'm traveling. And like,
I
have to leave like a sky
cap. Tips or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
That's really the only other time. One time, I broke out like a dollar bill at Whole Foods, and you'd have thought I was like a drug dealer, dude. They thought I was a felon the way they treated me. They're like, excuse me, sir, you're in the Apple Pay line.
Yeah.
Can you move over, please?
Imagine if you would add actual change.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're homeless. Right,
well, so strippers nowadays, they even have little like Cash App QR codes. So, you know.
All right. In case you missed it, millennials and Gen Z are spending hours on Zillow and Realtor.com dreaming of buying a home. These are the top five most expensive states to buy a home in. Number five, Colorado.
Yeah.
Number four, Washington. Number three, which was shocking to me, Oregon. I did not know it was that expensive to buy a home in Oregon.
Man, dude, we got good weather, bro.
Okay, number two, California. I thought that was
it's always
be
been
number
expensive
one.
Living in California.
You want to take a guess as to what the number one state is with the most expensive homes?
California. Is that California?
Well, Anthony, I just said California, and so it's not California.
I'm gonna go with Florida.
No. Hawaii.
Oh yeah, great place to live. And if you're going to work from home, why wouldn't you do it from Hawaii?
Right, where you have the beach as a view from your front door. All right, so of course, buying a home is a very good thing to do. And as a matter of fact, Automat, you were talking about how rent and mortgages have gone up. The market is correcting itself by anywhere from 5 to 10%. So they're going to go down, not too much. But if you can buy a home right now, is a great time to do it, especially if you got one of those student loans forgiven.
Yeah, dude, pay cash.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, sure. All right, so if you like this list, please hit me up at Dana Cortez on Instagram.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Taco Bell is in food news, and if you like the bell, like I like the bell, you're going to love today. Welcome to Hottest Hashtags on your Wednesday. Halfway to the weekend, it's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Mild Sauce.
Okay, so I just found out that Venezuelan migrants that were flown to Martha's Vineyard are suing Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his transportation secretary for engaging in, quote, a fraudulent and discriminatory scheme to relocate them. According to documents, they were told that they were going to have jobs waiting for them. They were given $10 McDonald's gift certificates and asked to sign paperwork that none of them could read. What this reminds me of is the reverse freedom bus rides in the 60s. In the South, political people down there didn't want for black people to have rights. And so they would ask them to sign these documents and tell them there were jobs waiting for them up north, which was a complete lie, in hopes that the people up north would be upset that African Americans were being bused to that area. You know what it is? Whether you're on one side of the aisle or the other, I think we all want immigration reform. These are human beings.
You don't treat people like that.
No, there was babies on this bus. You know, some people hadn't eaten in 12 hours. You don't use people as political pawns. No, absolutely not. I hope they find a way to come together and, like I said, get immigration reform done. Let's do it. And in food news, Taco Bell and Beyond Meat are teaming up. Beginning next month, October 13th, you can get a Beyond Meat carne asada steak burrito at Taco Bell.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't meat in the first place.
It's Beyond Meat.
Yeah, but I think like the original Taco Bell meat wasn't like, they like add water to it.
You're ready to eat the Beyond Meat before the other meat?
Actually, above and beyond meat.
We want Beyond Meat at Taco Bell. All right, I'm ready to try it. Anthony A, National Day.
All right, we'll start off with World News Day. Shout out to all the global journalists getting it done for us. We appreciate you.
Be sure and remember to watch real news, not just fake news.
Oh, man. Deep. There it is. Point proven. All right, we also got National Good Neighbor Day. It's also National Drink a Beer Day because we are celebrating the birthday of Arthur Guinness, who was born on this day in 1725.
But how come every time we do National Day, five times a year, it's some kind of beer day?
Yeah, you know, more reason to drink beer. How about that? That's not a bad thing. And let's go ahead and wrap it up on National Women's Health and Fitness Day, Wednesday in September.
What is this for? Just to remind women to go for a run?
Get out there. We're promoting health and fitness for all women. Of course, we are coming up on, it's October. It is
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Right on the hills of that.
You know what's interesting is we always hear about men having heart attacks, but really it's women who are killed more often by heart disease than men.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, we got to pay attention to our health, ladies.
Okay.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were recapping a story where a woman was home alone and had an intruder break in. She then had to pull out a gun. What happened next? Insane. We're going to talk about it right now. I was hoping to see dudes.
One studio.
Recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show. Unfortunately enough, she had to use that weapon against that intruder
to
protect herself. Well, that got us to talking about what you can do and what steps we may take to protect ourselves in our home. I live by myself, right? Yeah. It's me and my dog. And I'm going to start right there. Number one, my dog. The best security system I have. He is the man, dude. Or he's the puppy.
He's not a puppy anymore.
He's not a puppy anymore. And he's quick to bark at everything now.
Yeah, and he's part pit bull, so you got a good protector.
Yeah, and he has like an aggressive, like, the moment there's like a random who's like knocking on my door or something like that, man or woman. That sounded a lot nastier than I thought it was going to be. I meant like if there's a maintenance man knocking on my door ready to come fix some pipes.
You're putting out for the maintenance man now?
Okay, now that's what that sounded like too, dude. Okay, no, all right. Either way, my dog's barking at whoever's at the door, all right? Another thing on the list too is always change your locks and protect your windows as well too. That's a little two-piece right there.
You've got to reinforce those windows. Especially, put the little stick. It looks like it's not going to help, but it does.
I think this is also big for people who are moving into apartment complexes because a lot of times maintenance people don't really change the keys and whatnot like that. So you don't know who was living there before and what they're up to. They might just pop up into your spot, bro.
Hi,
and another thing we have here is be mindful of the lights. All right, no, what lights are automatic. You and Dana Cortez have security lights. You guys
yeah, we have
place,
security
right?
lights, and then we have timers.
Oh,
so they go off. Okay, and makes it look like there's always somebody.
Now,
home.
Before I get to the final thing on my list here, DJ Automatic, of how to protect your home from an intruder or steps you may take to prevent something, Automatic, you guys have something that I don't have. You guys have a gun.
I have a couple guns. Yeah,
gun. Now, do you feel you're equipped to protect your home?
Yeah,
with your gun.
I would hate to use it, but if I had to, I would.
When's the last time you think you shot it? Just for, like, you know, at the range or something like that.
It's been a while, dude.
Come on, bud.
Yeah, it's been
what
a while.
What are we doing there then, dude?
I just don't have time to just go. And plus the other thing, do you know how much bullets cost? It's expensive to go shooting. It's not something I'm just doing for fun.
Well, here's my thing, dude. I'm worried about you because I don't ask.
I've cleaned the gun. It still works.
Don't ask about this, though. But I do know that you prefer to sleep in your underwear.
Yes.
So if someone breaks into your home, you're just going to hop out of the bed like Elmer Fudd and just like get to it?
Yep.
Be all very, right. very quiet.
That means I should probably start going in the range of my underwear. It's all game ready.
The final thing on my list is get to know your neighbors. And Automatic, don't do that with your in your
our
underwear.
Our last neighbors, I thought I was going to have to use my gun.
Oh, my God. Let us know how you protect your home and the steps you take towards home intruders and stopping them in their tracks. At Anthony A. Comedy on Instagram and Twitter, at DJ Automatic.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.